From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. He has sold more than 9 million albums around the world and won a dozen Latin Grammys. Juanes is one of the most popular Latin American musicians performing today. He's poised to become a marketing voice for Sprint in the U.S., despite the fact that he sings only in Spanish. His songs frequently deal with the violence and death that plague his native Colombia, the result of civil war and drug wars. NPR's Mandalit El Barco has this profile.
Juanes has a hectic schedule these days, promoting his new album, La Vida es un Ratico, Life is a Brief Moment. The Colombian singer-songwriter has been touring the globe, answering questions about his music, his politics, and his personal life. As he stops briefly to talk to NPR, I catch him a bit off guard with a typical Colombian greeting. ¿Qué hubo?
Bien. ¿Qué hubo? ¿Cómo te va?
Despite being an international superstar, Juanes is easygoing and charming. When our interview begins, he readily agrees to switch to English.
Okay, don't worry. No problem.
But unlike other crossover Latin American artists, think Ricky Martin and Shakira, Juanes has not crossed over to English in his music.
Tengo la camisa negra, hoy mi amor está de luto, hoy tengo en el alma una pena y es por culpa de tu embrujo, hoy sé que tú ya no me quieres y eso es lo que más me hiere, que tengo la camisa negra y una pena que me duele.
Juan Esteban Aristóbal Vázquez was born and grew up in Medellín, Colombia, where the violent drug lord Pablo Escobar ruled for much of the 1980s.
You know, violence, I think, knocked on everyone's door.
His cousin was kidnapped and killed, and a friend was gunned down in a nightclub. Today, Juanes prefers to remember a more innocent time. He was just 7 when he learned to play the guitar and sing the Colombian folk music he still incorporates into his pop songs.
Nos amamos de verdad y hemos hecho de un hogar, tú y yo.
And then when I get like 13 or 14 years old, I get crazy with rock music, like deeply crazy. And one of my favorite bands at that moment was, for example, like bands like Metallica or Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, Pink Floyd, and Santana, you know. And then I started to play metal, actually, when I was at the age of 15.
Es imposible de lograrlo, sí. Tal vez con ambición. Es la razón de la vida, no.
Juanes spent 10 years with a band called Ecchimosis, more arena rock than metal. In the late 1990s, he decided to go solo and headed to Los Angeles. Here he met up with another rockero, Gustavo Santaolalla.
I always say to Gustavo, you saved my life, man, thank you so much, because I was completely lost. I sent my demos to different record companies, and Gustavo, he was the one that really understood what I was doing, because he's also between rock and folk. He's an amazing musician.
Gustavo Santaolalla is one of the most successful producers of Latin alternative, working with such groups as Café Tacuba and Molotov. He also composed the Oscar-winning soundtracks to Brokeback Mountain and Babel. Santaolalla returns Juanes' compliment from his recording studio in L.A.
He's an incredible songwriter. He's an extraordinary guitar player. He has a wonderful voice, you know. He's a fairly good-looking guy, I would say. And on top of everything, he's an incredibly nice person.
Santaolalla has produced all 4 of Juanes' solo albums, beginning with Fíjate Bien, Watch Your Step.
Fíjate bien donde pisas, fíjate cuando caminas, no vaya a ser que una mina.
With Fíjate Bien, Juanes began addressing a subject he's sung about ever since, the death and mutilation caused by landmines set by Colombian guerrillas and drug lords to guard their coca fields. For his new album, Juanes wrote Minas Piedras.
Son caminos de caminos, donde las piedras son las minas, que van rompiendo huesos. De la tierra que se queja, dejando inválida la esperanza.
The title translates as rock mines. The chorus goes, "There are roads among roads where the stones are mines that break the bones of the land that complains, disabling hope."
I wrote this song after I visited to a really small town called Cocorna. I had the opportunity to talk for like 3-4 hours with 35 survivors of landmines.
Juanes has his own foundation, Mi Sangre, for landmine victims, and the 35-year-old singer is one of the celebrity voices for the UN High Commission for Refugees. Next month, for the second time, he'll sing at the Nobel Peace Prize ceremony. Leila Cobo, executive director of Latin music for Billboard magazine, says the messages in Juanes' music translate.
I quite honestly think that people that don't speak Spanish are not understanding what he says. What I do think is that they hear a soulfulness in his delivery, and I do think that that connects in any language.
Juanes has sung one song in English on a duets album by Tony Bennett.
The shadow of your smile.
Tony asked me, he said, "Hey man, you have to sing just 2 or 3 lines in English, and then I will sing in Espanol 3 or 3 lines. And I say, "Well, okay, let's try."
A teardrop kissed your lips, and so.
And that was like my first chance to sing in English.
Juanes says instead of feeling pressured by his record company to switch over to English, just the opposite is happening.
Like sometimes when I have an idea and I say, okay, it would be great maybe if I sing in English a couple of songs. Now the record company and everybody's like, "No way, you have to sing in Spanish." And that's, you know, really good for me.
Juanes says traveling through Europe, Asia, and the U.S., he sees it is possible to connect with audiences who don't speak Spanish. And that, he says, is a real crossover. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.